I'm Kyler Hedlund. The dilapidated state of New York City in the 1970s has become a renewed topic of discussion in recent years. As the city moves further and further from its bankrupt past, many articles and blogs have surfaced documenting a time when Times Square was full of peep shows instead of tourist traps. Over the course of my research into the time period, I noticed that those who lived in the city during the 70s tend to have one of two reactions to this resurgence of interest. Either they mourn the loss of a city they felt was more real, or they say good riddance to the bad old days. I wanted, in my work, to try and reconcile these opposing reactions, depicting New York in the 1970s both as a place that was dangerous, dirty, and corrupt, and one full of cultural vibrancy. My story is seen through the eyes of a character who is an outsider to the city, and whose attitudes towards it initially swing between extremes of infatuation and disgust. My interest in working with comics stemmed from a belief that it provided an ideal marriage between visual and written communication. I wanted to experiment with a medium that placed emphasis on expression, body language, and backgrounds as integral to storytelling. Creating the pages was a labor-intensive process. Imagining panel layouts frequently felt like a frustrating game of Tetris, but working in stages of rough sketch to detailed sketch to inked page afforded me a sense of freedom to experiment and let the process of making marks in both colored pencil and in ink inform the product. I knew beginning the project that I would be unable to complete an entire graphic novel, and instead decided to use the opportunity to attempt to capture a sense of the city in the 70s. This was a prospect more difficult than I originally imagined, as research is ultimately no substitute for lived experience. My work tends to be very detail-oriented, perhaps as a defense mechanism to mask my lack of knowledge, but also as a means of trying to capture the chaos of a New York street. I hope that the work's complexity invites the reader to spend a lot of time with each page.